There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX. Welcome back to the show. Tom Ackerman with you. Great segment, last segment with Bernie Miklas, and we are joined now. I always have a good segment with her, and that's the head coach of SLU Women's Soccer, Katie Shields, especially after she wins, and she wins a lot. How are you, Katie? Good morning.
I'm doing well, Tom. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, congratulations on another win. You knocked off Davidson yesterday in the A-10 quarterfinals, so you advanced to the semifinals of the Atlantic 10 tournament. Wednesday, 7 o'clock, taking on St. Joseph's, who beat Fordham.
Correct.
7
yeah.
o'clock started. Beautiful Herman Stadium. Let's talk about yesterday's win over Davidson, a 2-0 win. You know what jumps out at me is the fact that you have now recorded 7 consecutive shutouts in A-10 championship play. That is actually amazing.
It is. It's remarkable. You think about all the scoring, and you kind of forget about how good at times our defending has been. So another one last night. They're all important, but yeah, trying to keep that run alive.
You've had a great run in the A-10 championship, 24-5-1 all time in these games. You have an 18-game winning streak going on. Yesterday's game specifically, what happened, what transpired that got you off to where you needed to be? You got the goal from Lucy Schwartz and a game-winning goal as well.
Yeah, it was an interesting matchup because we have not played Davidson since the COVID spring. So two teams that aren't as familiar with each other, just how the A-10 scheduling lands. And so try to come out on our front foot, you know, be our best self at Herman. I think we did that, created some good chances early. And then we've always prided ourselves on being very good on corner kicks, set pieces. And that's how Lucy Schwartz was able to find the back of the net pretty early, about the 9th minute. And that helped us get a hold of the game early.
You did. And then Lindsay Heckel added that penalty kick in the 59th minute, 4th PK of the season for her, 5th goal overall, and a win 2-0 over Davidson. And now what happens today? Do you review the video of that? Do you start looking at St. Joseph's, combination of the two?
Yeah, we're headed in shortly here to watch video from last night. We will do some regeneration recovery with the women that played a lot last night. Some others will get some training in. And then pretty quickly, we'll turn our attention to prepping for St. Joe's.
And what kind of a team do they present? They, as I mentioned, they were able to beat Fordham, a 5-seed over a 4-seed, Katie.
Yeah, they always have some tournament magic to them, it seems. So they'll definitely get our full attention. They've got a really great, experienced goalkeeper. She's a fifth-year senior. She had a great game when we saw them in the regular season. And then they're very committed defensively. They're organized. They're tough to break down. And then they got some pace, and they can get teams in transition on the attacking side. And so we got to be sharp in front of goal. We got to be stout defensively. And again, it's playoff soccer, win or go home. So just trying to keep getting better day to day with this group.
Yeah, you met them exactly a month ago, October 3rd, and tied them 1-1 in a regular season meeting. Katie Shields, the women's soccer coach at SLU, is with us. The other number that jumps out at me is that you outshot Davidson 27-5 overall. Now, shots on goal were 7-2, but 27-5, I mean, that is a big, big difference there. How do you describe your style of play?
We want to be dominating, suffocating, kind of miserable to play against, and, you know, create an abundance of chances. We talked about last night after the game, though. We weren't thrilled. We didn't feel we were as sharp, you know, on 27 shots to only have two goals. It was a little disappointing. It was good enough for last night. Will it be good enough for Wednesday? We don't necessarily think so. So, you know, we'll spend some time in front of goal these next few days and continuing to sharpen that piece of the game, because at playoff soccer, those margins become really, really important.
Your record is 12-1-6, and again, you're advancing to the semifinals on Wednesday night against St. Joseph's in the A-10 tournament. Katie Shields, was there a time this year that was particularly disappointing, or where you felt like you bounced back in the best way possible? Was there a lull in the season for you?
I don't know about a lull. You know, I do think we had back-to-back draws, Loyola Chicago, then to St. Joe's early on in the league. And that was disappointing. That wasn't up to our standard. We were dominating in those games and weren't effective at scoring. So, you know, I think we learned, we grew, we've gotten a lot better in the last month. Some young women have stepped up, some of our newcomers. And then, you know, we've had every team has adversity in its own ways. And I think we've come out the better side of a collective, you know, adversity that we faced in different ways. So seasons always have winding journeys, and I like where this team has come out on the other side of that.
You've had so many great individual performances. I know this is a team game, but I know that in particular, Emily Gaby and what she's been able to do is very special, but you've had some other great individual performances, haven't you?
We have, and, you know, Emily Gaby, we actually missed her for a few games down the stretch. She was out pretty ill, and last night was the first game you really felt like she was back. So in that window, even Hannah Larson, we missed, who is a key player for us as well. You know, Hope Kim and our freshman group has really stepped up. And Lucy Schwartz got the game winner last night, and she's been a key cog in the midfield as we've kind of found our groove. So every day you get a different one to step up, and then we're getting tremendous leadership from our back line. Katie Houck in the back has really been a key kind of driver of us as we've gone down this home stretch.
You also have been outstanding at home. And another number to run by is, you know, the fact that right now this season, this team is so good at home, and historically you're really good at home. What is it about the home field and the home atmosphere?
One, I think it's just the environment. You know, the fans absolutely contribute to that, playing in front of a home crowd. Our women take a lot of pride in how incredible of a facility, a stadium, a surface, Terman Stadium is. And I think there's a comfort. Obviously, you're sleeping in your own bed. You're very familiar to how the ball bounces and rolls out there. But it's always been a mission of ours, a goal of ours, season to season, to be dominant at home. And this season, actually, we have a better record on the road. But going into the postseason, it definitely is a bonus to host.
That's an interesting point. I was going to note that as well. And then historically, over the last 96 games at Herman Stadium, 76-9-11 with 61 shutouts during that stretch. Again, Wednesday, 7 p.m., it's SLU against St. Joseph's in the A-10 semifinals. Before we go, I want to throw a basketball question at you real quick and just ask, what has the hype been since we're going to broadcast the game tomorrow, SLU taking on Santa Clara at 2 o'clock? What has it been like around campus with Josh Schertz and this new-look basketball team? What's the buzz around there?
I think there's just a tremendous amount of excitement and just, you know, looking forward to seeing how this group comes together. You know, on a personal level, Josh has been an incredible addition to the department. He's gone out of his way to come out to our training sessions, talk with our women. He confide, you know, we taught him and I connect quite a bit. And I would say after we won the regular season championship, I got probably the most meaningful text from Coach Schertz, just congratulating us and really being thoughtful in how he did that. So he doesn't have a bigger fan in the department than me, and just excited to see his group come together and keep learning from him, because he's he's a master coach that we have, and I'm very happy he's in Flu Blue.
Yeah, he's really something behind the scenes. People just rave about him as a human being. And then, of course, Rebecca Tillett, who you're very close with, and they'll be playing on Monday as well. Now, the men are going to be in South Dakota playing in this classic in Sioux Falls. The women are going to be not far away in Vermilion. They're going to be playing South Dakota at 5:30 on Monday. And Rebecca was 2-0 in the exhibition season. She's got herself a team.
She does. And again, another, you know, pretty loyal friend in the department, and coaches really show up for each other, maybe in some of your tougher moments. And so Rebecca's been fantastic this year, you know, through maybe some of our disappointing draws, touching base, reaching out, going on walks. And we just chat about coaching and how you manage teams through the highs and the lows. And so excited to see her kick off with this campaign. She's got a great collection of veterans, some newcomers, and she set the bar pretty high for her program, and I'm excited to see what this next group does in year three for her.
Yeah, a lot of success over there on the campus of SLU, and it's good to see that synergy between coaches. Katie Shields, all the best to you Wednesday at 7 p.m. as you continue on in the A-10 tournament at home. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much, Tom. Go Bills.
Katie Shields with us on KMOX. When we come back, we'll talk about the Blues with Blues executive Steve Chapman right here, Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.